coming up on episode number 508. Well, now that MTV is closing the doors on Total Request Live, that makes Coverville's All Request show move up a notch to the 343rd most popular All Request night available. So make sure you get those requests in tonight, bringing you covers of The Kinks, Tori Amos, and The Buggles. All this, Tina, and trivia coming up later. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It's September 22nd, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. You know, as far as worldwide cover shows go, you know, we got requests tonight coming from Detroit, Santa Barbara, North Wales, UK, Netherlands. We've got to take some credit for being a popular worldwide request show. How about that? So tonight you're going to be hearing covers of those groups I mentioned at the beginning. And at the very end of the show, we will present to you some trivia featuring my lovely wife, Tina, as we guess something that some listener, a wonderful listener of Coverville, sent in tonight. It's Peter Fisher with a Musically Challenged. But let's go ahead and get to our first request. This one comes to us from Bjorn from the Netherlands, who noted, with all the ABBA songs that I've played on Coverville, including two full cover stories, I've never played the Brad Sucks and the Hip Cola cover of SOS. So allow me to fix that right now. Here's Brad Sucks and the Hip Cola, like I said, from 2006 with their cover of ABBA's SOS.
Where are those happy times that seem so hard to find? I try to reach for you, but you've closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good. So can you near me, darling? Can you hear me? SOS. The love you gave me, nothing left to say.
Gone. heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Ow, ow.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
All the talk and advertisements that you're seeing on the radio and TV these days about presidents, and I approve this message. That is an inspiration for that song, "Presidents of the United States of America" with "Video Killed the Radio Star." You know what? I'm just pulling at straws here. I don't know what made Elliot email in and request that one, but maybe it had something to do with that. Elliot didn't have much in his email, but he did end it with "K, thanks, bye," which I really appreciate. Something very interesting about that cover, I do like it. I think it does take the song in a new direction. But what's interesting is, you know, they do change the lyric from "Now I Understand the Problems You Can See" to "The Supernova Scene." But something they don't change is the British accent when they say "Can't Rewind." The lead singer still says it with a British accent. Don't know why that is, but it's very interesting and it's a fun cover to listen to. Thank you, Elliot. You'll find that on the President's United States of America's album, Pure Frosting, from 1998. I believe that was a collection of B-sides and rarities and things like that, because the song originally was included as part of the soundtrack to the Adam Sandler movie, The Wedding Singer. Before that, you heard SOS, originally by ABBA, that version performed by Brad Sucks and the Hip Cola from 2006. And that one's going out to Bjorn in the Netherlands. All right, Coverville is brought to you by Bluehost.com. You know, I talk a lot about them, so I'm not going to go into too much detail about them. Basically, you pay $6.95 a month, and you get web hosting extraordinaire. You get unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer, 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, and a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as registering your domain if you don't already have it done. Check them out, Bluehost.com. They are the website. I'm sorry, they're the web host that the Coverville website is hosted on. Also, thanks to the folks who take care of my bandwidth, Cashfly. Anyway, Bluehost.com. Make sure that when you sign up for Bluehost, and you will once you see all the stuff that they offer, you come back to Coverville.com and use the link on Coverville to sign up. That gives me a little bit of a kickback, and we appreciate that. Okay, from Video Killing the Radio Star, we have another radio influence track. This one going out to John, who wanted to actually see if I could put together an entire cover story on Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Boy, that's going to be a tricky one. While you're waiting for that one, though, John, here is a cover that you suggested for that, which is Dar Williams and her cover of Midnight Radio from her brand new album, Promised Land. It's a beautiful cover and a beautiful song, and I gotta admit, I've never seen Hedwig and the Angry Inch, so I'm gonna add that to my Netflix list while I listen to this cover. Dar Williams with Midnight Radio.
Rain falls, heart burns, dry. You so hard, filling you up, and suddenly gone. Breathe, feel. Spinning your new 45.
society. God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety. We are the desperate and appreciation society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. Preserving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do? We are craft beer preservation society. God save Mrs. Small, a good old mother.
Rusby with a beautiful rendition of the Kinks' Village Green Preservation Society. It's a great song. The original is a great song, and that's a great cover of it. And, you know, you just can't beat lyrics like that because it absolutely gives you such visualization. That comes from a 2007 album by Kate Rusby called Awkward Annie, Village Green Preservation Society. That was requested by Adam from North Wales in the UK. Excellent suggestion, Adam. Fantastic. Before that, you heard Midnight Radio by Dar Williams from the Hedwig and the Angry Inch. The original was from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. The cover there performed by Dar Williams from her 2008 brand new album, Promised Land. And that is going out to John. Let's move on to our last set. It is a request beginning. It begins with a request by Nick in Santa Barbara. Wanted to hear this cover of Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing, Celtified, is that a word, by The Corrs. Great version here from their Talk on Corners special edition, which came out in 1999. Here's The Corrs with Little Wing.
This mind that's running wild, butterflies and zebras, moonbeams and fairy tales. All she ever thinks about is riding with the wind.
thousand smiles she gives to me free. It's alright, she says. Take anything you want from me.
身边一声一句，从不听不讲
不想一句，怕会无意揭露令人难完全的证据，怎么面对？无声之中将心声踩碎，变成最有罪默的艺人，不怨对，永远静静地寂寞地演你爱侣。别管你想谁相对，不发一言，只是你共我有了默契，永不要幼稚的骂战，但表情彼此表情悄悄地暗示这是冷战。都是说过，破裂过，厌弃过，怨过，想过，骗过你，我却永远怕说破。冷战再冷战再冷战，一错再错，我却爱上这个错。怪责你，揭破你，放弃你，可会使我好过？流言风一般于身边，一声一句，从不听不讲。不想一句，怕会无意揭露令人难完全的证据，怎么面对？无声之中将心声踩碎，变成最有趣默的艺人，不怨对，永远静静地寂寞地演你爱侣。别管你想谁相对，不发一言，只是你共我有了默契，永不要幼稚的骂战，但表情即使表情也似没有话说，没有话说，没有话说，像冷战都少年，共对亦无言，仿佛
special Lost in Translation cameo appearance there by Fei Wong, doing a cover of Tori Amos's Silent All These Years from her album 100,000 Whys. Now, her version is actually called Cold War, and I can't tell if it's in Cantonese or Mandarin. I'm not sure. But boy, what a it's a very accurate reflection of the original by Tori Amos, all the way down to vocal inflections and things like that. So it's pretty much a dead-on tribute, maybe less a cover, more a tribute in a different language. But anyway, Fei Wong, that is going out to Les Zaldor in Detroit, who wanted to hear a Tori Amos cover. Thought I'd surprise him with that one. Before that, you heard Little Wing by The Corrs, Celtifying, as I'm going to use that word again, the Jimi Hendrix classic. That one's going out to Nick in Santa Barbara. Well, standing across the studio, several yards across the studio, I can see her in the glass booth that I've set up for her visits. It's Tina coming in for Musically Challenged. How are you?
I'm fine.
You know, with this button right here, I can cut off your air. Did you know that?
Wow, I thought it was a phone booth.
Well, yeah. Yep.
I don't know how you got it down here in the basement, but it is funny.
Oh, I actually took it apart and reconstructed it down here.
It's impressive.
Yes.
See what happens when I'm gone during the day?
Exactly.
That'll teach me. I should work from home more.
Any stabbings you want to talk about?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I've been stabbed free.
Stab free
for
a week.
Puncture free.
There you go. All right. Well, let's jump into a Musically Challenged. This one comes from Peter Fisher, who's one of my favorite characters from 6 Feet Under.
Who?
Peter Fisher? No, what were the two brothers? It was Nate and David Fisher.
David,
there
yeah.
There was no Peter Fisher. All right, let's get to Peter Fisher and Musically Challenged.
Okay.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Tina.
Hello,
this
Peter.
This is Fish calling again from New Brunswick, Canada, with my latest Musically Challenged. My first two Musically Challenged involved cover songs done by the Hooters. My second one involved Bob Dylan cover songs, and this one is involving... Well, I'm not going to tell you, because it wouldn't be a contest if I told you now, would it? Anyway, I was searching and scrambling to find a group that had a whole bunch of covers. I worked all day, all night, for weeks and weeks and weeks, until I finally came up with this group. Anyway, so here we go, and good luck. And to help raise the production value of this Musically Challenged, I enlisted the help of some British people.
Hello, this is VBL Gumby, and I approve this message. What? Oh, track one.
Oh yeah, I know this song. Okay. I think the song title I know, the band I'm not sure of, but the song title I believe is Seven and Seven Is. And I want to say that's Billy Bragg. The original was Billy Bragg, but I don't think it is. I think Billy Bragg also did a cover of it. Any idea?
No, I mean, I was honestly thinking Sid Vicious.
Mm-hmm. Like, or, solo, you know, stuff after...
Yeah,
after Sex Pistols. Most of his solo stuff after the Sex Pistols was covers. I mean, he did I'm Not Your Stepping Stone.
And, sorry.
Man,
yeah.
I'm going to have to suspend that from the ceiling so you don't bang it.
Yeah.
so, yeah, could be. I can't think of... I don't think it was Sid Vicious.
I mean,
that
I was thinking like
song.
Dead Kennedys or mm-hmm. something
maybe.
Like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Continuing on.
I can't hear it.
Hello, I am okay. ABC Gumby, and I would tax anyone in appearing in a podcast. Oh no! Track two.
Yeah, 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 I know this one. Sweet as the punch.
Every time I think that I'm the
yes.
only one who's lonely.
He's given us a lot of the song.
That's good, because I don't know it. Huh.
Oh. And then along comes Mary.
Oh.
Saw that band live, actually, when I was a kid. I was probably about 12, and I saw them live in Boulder. That's the original is The Association. I don't know who that cover is, but it's Along Comes Mary.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But I don't think
you went to a concert when you were 12?
I went to a concert when I was 12.
Was that your first?
No, my first one, it was right around the time my first one. My first one was not Standells. It was a group that was covering the Standells. It was not Cons. Boy, it was, they do the cover of Dirty Water. Oh, I love that Dirty Water.
Yeah.
But I can't remember who the band was.
So did your mom just not have daycare and or a babysitter? And she's like, yeah, I'll bring Brian.
Oh, no, I went with George.
Oh, wow.
That was there was this great concert venue here in Colorado called the Rainbow Music Hall. And it was down on Colorado Boulevard or off Colorado Boulevard in Evans. And it's no longer there. It's been converted into a Walgreens. But the funny thing is that the sign is still there. It's been gone for like 15 years, maybe less than that, maybe 12 years, but the sign for the Rainbow Music Hall is still there.
Oh, really?
Right after I saw the band, whose name I can't remember, I saw Oingo Boingo and Art of Noise. It was right around the time of, that would have been a little bit later. That would have been 84, 85, so it would have been about 14 or 15, was Art of Noise. And it was right as they were coming off of the Paranoia, the Max Headroom song and that album In No Sense Nonsense. So it was the tour for that. So they actually had a video screen with Max Headroom singing along with the song on the during the concert.
Wow. Yeah. I was sheltered. Okay, let's continue.
I love the Monty Python bits he's doing in here, too.
Yeah. There's dead air.
I got my head stuck in the cupboard.
Shut up, announce it.
But I can't announce anything.
All right, track three.
Turn yourself around. Turn yourself around. Turn it upside down. Turn yourself around.
It's almost like an Iron Maiden or, you know, I want to say like Black Sabbath, but it doesn't sound like Ozzy. Who else was in that genre? It's not Twisted Sister.
Are you trying to identify the performer or the song they're covering?
Performer. What?
What was that?
I touched a chord. That's really odd.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't touch the chords
either.
Okay,
continue.
Man, I'm seriously tying your hands behind your back when you come on this show.
That was my foot.
So any guesses on that one? You're going to say, you're going for the original. You're saying
I'm
the original
is like... I'm going for the original
like,
Iron Maiden.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
I can't think of anybody else offhand.
No problem. I'm writing that down.
Great.
Yep, we'll talk until the...
Okay. I don't know the song.
The one in the background?
And now for the cultural part of this broadcast, I shall recite poetry while eating myself on the head with a blunt instrument. Roses are red, Hawaii 5-0 star Jack Lord. I hope you're real ready, because here's track number four.
She's a very kinky girl.
I already got this one.
Girl, you won't break home to your mother. She will never let your spirits down. Once you get off the streets.
Okay, and I think I might recognize the band that's performing all these.
Oh.
I'm going to say, okay, well, that is Super Freak by Rick James.
Yeah.
And that sounds like the vocalist from Living Color.
Oh, yeah.
And those other, kind of the funk that the earlier songs...
Yep.
Had, especially that last one, and then Along Comes Mary.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that all of these are covers by Living Color.
I think you might be right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see, won't we? Are there just four of these, or is there a fifth one?
And now for the piece of resistance. It is track number five.
Oh, there's a fifth one. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Got it.
I know this song.
It's Jungle Boogie.
Yes, that's what it is.
Sorry, I should have given you a second.
No,
to think about
I couldn't come up with it. I could hear it in my head, but I couldn't formulate any words.
But boy, I couldn't tell you who did the original. Was that, wasn't the OJ's Jungle Boogie? Boy, yeah, I got nothing. I can't pull out who did the original on that one, but that one is definitely sounding like Living Color, so I'm sticking with my guess that that's the common thread through all these.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see if there's a sixth
one. I liked Living Color.
Yeah. Cult of Personality.
Yep.
Something or other from a landlord. I can't remember what that was.
I don't know.
Glamour Boys.
Sorry about those announcers, Brian and Tina. They came very highly recommended, and they worked real cheap. It only cost me a shrubbery. Anyway, how did we do with the quiz? I'm thinking Brian probably picked up who it is on number five, but I'll give you the answers right now. Anyway, number one was a song originally played by Love back in 1966. Seven and Seven is... Number two was Along Comes Mary, popularized by the Association, also from 1966. Next came a cover of the Thin Lizzy song from the album of the same name, Bad Reputation. This was released in 1977. Then came a recitation from Brother Rick James' hit, Super Freak. No music in that, but you probably picked that one up too. Yep. And then finally, at the end, we have a cover of Kool and the Gang's Jungle Boogie. And who did all these covers? Why, none other than the Bronx's own 24/7 Spies. They've been around a long time, since 1986, and has released about seven different CDs in that time. And here, reading from Wikipedia, which we know that since it's on the internet, it has to be true, but the video for Jungle Boogie holds the dubious distinction as being the first video on MTV to air on the specialty shows 120 Minutes, Yo MTV Raps, Hard 60, and the Headbangers Ball. Anyway, so that's enough for me. This is, again, Fish calling from New Brunswick, Canada, and sorry again about the Gumbies. Have a good time. Bye.
Okay, I gotta admit, I don't know 24/7 Spies.
I don't either.
But they do have a nice funk vibe to them, don't they?
They do. I think actually we'd probably enjoy them.
Probably would, especially if you like the if you like Living Color.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Fish, for sending that one in. I appreciate that. And if you want to contribute either with a request, a suggestion, an idea for a show, or a musically challenged, feel free to email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call a request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. Don't forget, it's a few days left if you want to nominate Coverville or any of your other favorite podcasts over at Podcast Awards. They are... They're letting me participate this year. I get to play the reindeer games. So so go over to podcastawards.com and nominate all of your favorite podcasts, whether or not Coverville is one of them. It's a great way to get some recognition for some podcasts that maybe aren't always in the top 10 over at iTunes, aren't produced by those guys over at NPR.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Not fair. Come on, Ira Glass. Come on. Leave some for the rest of us, Ira.
I would like to meet Ira.
Yeah, I could just do my Ira impression for you right now.
No.
We're coming now to Act 2 of our podcast. Act 2 is... okay.
All right.
that is going to do it for tonight's show. We'll be back tomorrow night or Wednesday night with a theme show. I believe it's going to be Stairways to Heaven. I think so. I think it's time. So stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.